Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Wild Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's Monday. I'm sure if you're in Pittsburgh, I know the commute's miserable as hell. I'm sure as a Pitt fan, The morning of Monday commute is probably even more miserable because of, what happened Saturday night. And before we get into it, the ranting, I guess let's go through the game real quick. For one thing, Pitt started out the game on a 3-and-out, which was kind of odd to me because it was pouring down rain and they were trying to throw the ball. And I just thought maybe they should try to establish the run. But then Pitt makes a shitty punt, gives Penn State good field position. Then a whole rash of penalties later that Penn State's already in the end zone, 7-0. But to Pitt's credit, they came back the next drive and pounded the ball down Penn State's throat and made it a 7-6 game. And then for some reason, they can't make an extra point, which really pissed me off. Pitt's defense played its ass off in the first half. Penn State had Pitt's offense had momentum at some points and then, of course, pissed it away. You know, the first one was Kenny Pickett throwing a deep ball in a monsoon, and it was underthrown and turning the ball over. And then, of course, Pitt got stopped at the goal line as well because the special team sucked so bad. They missed a field goal, and of course, they decided that the hell with it. And then to make matters more worse, before the half is over, the punter can't handle a damn snap, and next thing you know, Penn State's up 14-6. So it became clearly obvious the game was done. It was over. Because for one thing, Pitt couldn't hit field goals. Pitt couldn't handle punts. Pitt couldn't punt. And the only way Pitt was going to win this game is if they crossed the goal line, converted every fourth down, converted every two-point conversion, basically doing a whole lot of magic to win this game. And at the end of the day, the coaches and the players quit at the end because they said, the hell with this. And the final score is 51-6. So that's how we got to where we are that day. And I'm not sure what the hell happened. I think, if you look at all the events of that game, I think the coaches were wound up. And in turn, the players were wound up. Coaches were probably stressed as well because this was obviously a critical game for them for a lot of reasons. They had a lot of riding on this personally. This was an opportunity to put their money where their mouth is. Avenge, 33-14. Because if you look at that game last year, Pitt did pretty well moving the ball against Penn State. All they were missing in the element was a quarterback. And it looked like we had one. But for some reason, he had a hard time doing anything. And basically, Pitt became one-dimensional, and then Penn State pretty much teed off on a running game. So, I think the coaches obviously are wound up themselves. They're probably a little jittery. And the thing is when your leadership is jittery, the people that you're teaching, your players, are going to be the same way. And that's what happened, really. Undisciplined, whole bunch of stuff. I mean, when your communication over the freaking coin toss is bad, you know things are going to be bad as well. And you know, for Pat Narduzzi, this is a big black mark on his resume, let alone his tenure at Pitt. 51-6 in year four, the Penn State. Not good. Horrible. I mean, you know, Pitt, you know, rode in the sunset last year in 5-7 with that Miami win, but we're seeing Miami pretty much was fool's gold at this point. And but Pitt was in it for a half, but then Pitt just gave up because they weren't doing dick in this weather. And I figured the weather would help them a little bit. I mean, Penn State didn't play all that good. I mean, McSorley didn't play all that good. You know, Pitt did pretty well keeping him in check for most of that game. But also, Penn State had some big plays called back on penalties as well. So, on the flip side, this game could be a lot more worse than what it was. You know, and for Pat Narduzzi, he apologized, obviously. And he said, we got one more game with these guys. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter dick what you do next year against these guys. Trace McSorley is going to be gone, and probably some of their better players are going to be gone as well. If Pitt wanted to prove any point in this series, they had to go 3-1 at least. They went 2-2 doesn't prove anything.